This is incredible.
The phone number, 877-217-5757.
Let's go to the phones.
This is Ask the Governor on the Louisiana Radio Network.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being with us. This is Jim Inkster, your moderator, and Governor John Bel Edwards is in the house. Again, your number is 877-217-5757. Also joining us is Chip Klein. He is the chair of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, and he directs coastal activities for the governor. And there was a hurricane that went through our state over the weekend, and we'll talk about that. But there is much to discuss. And before we go anywhere else, Governor, the whole world is commenting on the president's tweets this week. And there was a vote in Congress last night, and all Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives voted in favor of condemning the president's remarks. Four Republicans also did, and our delegation, largely dominated by GOP members, five members voted against the condemnation, and the one Democrat voted for it. What's your take?
Well, you know, I've been saying for literally years that the political discourse in this country has turned toxic, and it's anything but civil, and it really doesn't lend itself to the kind of conversations that we need to have that actually develop consensus and unity and allow folks to get together and actually govern effectively. And I think this is just the latest example of that. And obviously, I believe the president's remarks by tweet were out of bounds. And we ought to all aspire to do better than that, quite frankly. You know, and I think it's incumbent on all of us, and certainly I'm mindful of that as governor, that we need to have the most civil political discourse that we can. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've been able to come together here in Louisiana, despite party differences, and actually tackle big challenges and move our state forward and put ourselves in a better position. And I really hope that will happen in Washington as well.
The president, as we know, speaks his mind. But when somebody says to go back from where you came, that has meanings that go way beyond that particular statement. Does that statement give you pause?
Well, it does. And you know, the president has said he didn't intend for it to be a racist statement. But for the people who are listening, and certainly the people who are targeted, you can compare that statement with statements that were made during the civil rights movement, for example, and that were directed at people who sat at lunch counters that they weren't supposed to sit at, or wanted to ride the bus wherever they wanted to sit, or wanted to register to vote. And very similar comments were made then. And so it's unfortunate. We really ought to do better. And look, I think it's perfectly appropriate to express policy differences. And that's normal. We should be doing that. In fact, you can't overcome the differences unless you acknowledge them. But we ought not be getting personal about things, you know, like the president tweeted. And by the way, you know, there are examples all the time on both sides of discourse that's less than what we ought to be modeling to our children and what's conducive to good governance. And we need to move forward and get past this. And, you know, I'm concerned that if we don't sort of lower the heat, back down the rhetoric, that it's going to become impossible for the folks in Washington to govern effectively. And they haven't been hitting on all cylinders to begin with.
Well, one of your opponents has doubled down on this and said he would actually pay the way for the four congresswomen who were under attack by the president to leave the country. That's a statement that is gaining a lot of attention. Maybe that was by design. But is that within the bounds of good politics, or is it beyond the pale?
Well, look, it's beyond the pale, and whether it's good politics, I guess we'll know in time. That's certainly not the way I would conduct myself, something that I would say, and, you know, that's very unfortunate. And as you know, I've been very busy with the tropical storm and then Hurricane Barry. I had not heard what you just said, to be honest. But that's very, very unfortunate. And Louisianans are better than that, and hopefully they will demand better than that of their governor.
Well, and as we segue to Hurricane Barry, you were dealing with that, as was much of the state. It turned out to be a lesser storm than anticipated, thank goodness, but you always have to prepare for the worst. And even though it was not a Gustav or Katrina moment, it still was a significant happening. How did the state come through it?
Well, the state did really well, and we're just now giving out and